You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
All right, it is indeed. Kia ora, Alice, how are you this morning?
I'm a box of fluffies.
A box of fluffy ducks.
Yes, nice. I mean, look, I shouldn't be a box of fluffies because at the moment there's a lot of extremely stressful things happening in the world.
There truly are.
Truly. But one thing that I must say I'm looking forward to before I introduce our esteemed guest is I just want to give a shout out. Next Monday at Ki Te Aronui, which is a new theatre that's opened in Onehunga. They actually just had their opening last weekend. They are hosting the Arts Debate. There you're going to have a representation across four parties. So Labour, National, Greens and ACT. And they're currently taking questions. If you want to get along to it, I think doors open from 6:30. It's going to be a time. They've said no questions from before. Boo. So you're going to have to sub your questions early. But I would highly recommend going in there. And people have been sending me the questions. Guys, you've got to come up with better questions than what's the value of the arts.
Get spicier.
Truly, get right in there. I think there's going to be some banter going on. And I would highly recommend RSVP
that. That is going to be a bloody fascinating debate, I have to say. Would love to see some policy come out of any party.
Honestly, if we could just have an effing national arts strategy, that would be bloody nice. Please and thank you.
Yeah, nice.
But anyway, we're not here to talk about that.
We got lots of time to talk politics. We're here to talk theatre. Our wonderful guest this morning, Alice.
It's my absolute pleasure to introduce Gillian Kwan to the studio. Jill is a writer and a director coming in with her work How to Throw a Chinese Funeral, which opens at the Basement next week and runs for 2 weeks. Welcome, Jill.
Kia ora.
I feel like I have this sort of like long relationship to this work because it has been a work in development and I've seen it change and move over the years, which is really exciting. So it's so fantastic to have it up at the Basement. What was that initial, how did it throw a Chinese funeral? Now that's quite loaded, particularly for anyone from the Chinese diaspora living here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Even if you have thrown one before, where did the seed of this idea come from?
Kia ora everyone. So this actually started off not as a play, but actually as a piece of meditative writing. It came off the back of my own popo, my maternal grandmother's funeral. And like, it was just 3 days of like onslaught of me not understanding the language, what we were doing. And it wasn't just me, where everything was just lost on me, the tradition and the meaning. But even to like the oldest people in my family who are still around, because I guess Taoism in Malaysia with the diaspora there is it's an outgoing religion,
right?
Like that sort of deep Eastern spirituality is being lost. And so I just started this piece of writing, and then it just naturally evolved into something more narrative, and then it became like the bones of a story. And then fresh off the page came along with Proudly Asian Theatre, the start of that relationship really between us. They're now one of the co-producers along with Handpulled Collective. That's when everything pretty much kicked off. Got connected with Renee Leung, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman. I don't know how she has time to do anything.
She's also a pediatric doctor, and as well as being a award-winning playwright.
She's got two young kids. She's my idol. And then I got connected to Alice as well, because you directed the very first reading.
I did, back in 2020?
It's been 3 years ago.
Wow.
The absolute depths of time.
It has been through a journey. And look, this is really normal for any artists out there. They know that art is iterative, and particularly when you and this is what I really love, is like you have an authentic inquiry. You're really trying to investigate some of these deep concepts in the work, which are tied to, let's be honest, like to kind of a trauma of shame and you know, there's grief in there. One thing I really love about the work is that intergenerational component of the work. So talk to me about some of the, like, not necessarily like the characters and who they are, but like why you made that choice to have different generations in there.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's really hard to tell a family story and a story about history and heritage without bringing into mind the women in particular. This is really like a very female-driven work, but to tell the story of each of these women, how they lived across generations and how each of them have had to negotiate tradition with what was contemporary for them at the time.
Totally.
And how that's passed on to the next generation, whether that's through you know, like teaching, or, you know, we love to throw around the word trauma, you know, how the seed of trauma basically comes about, and how that sort of grows and grows and grows in the family. And also just speaking of women as well, in particular, women are often, or I suppose overlooked in traditional Chinese context. I mean, if you look back to Confucian times, where the, you know, roles are really quite prescriptive, the roles of women were basically have babies, these are all the things that you have to do in the house, and absolutely nothing else.
Right.
And it's just completely blank. And we also just touch on, you know, the degree of insignificance to the point that you're not even being recorded, like, formally in history, unless you are married to someone. It's just something that I thought is something really interesting to meditate on and to write on, and then to sort of bring that into, marrying that up with a lot of other concepts within the play. It's so layered. There's even a lot in there about even just the modern migrant condition, and the you know, what it's also like to live in migrant communities, whether it's Chinese or other. And so much of that condition is either undocumented at the worst part, or just, you know, no one really understands. You know, when you I'm a migrant myself. I moved to Aotearoa, you know, 5 years ago, and it was honestly quite an alienating experience in the first couple of years.
Yeah.
You know? And it was really hard for people who've never lived anywhere else in the world to relate to that experience. So, you know, this is how it's sort of come up in the work.
Something that really strikes me with the work is there's compassion. It's like curiosity and challenge through compassion. So really, you know, you are unpacking some pretty, I mean, to talk about like intergenerational erasure of like women in the home, and therefore historically, that's really huge. But I would say you do so with a kind of compassion, which means these characters, also your characters are saying this text, you know, there's dialogue there in a way that's not super didactic. I often use that term. It's not just like this character thinks this and this character thinks this, and therefore you're going to see those that conflict play out in that way. It's way more kind of nuanced than that. So and I think you know that your characters, they change as well, like over the course of the play. Like they don't just sort of have these sort of fixed perspectives or what have you. Who do you want to come and see this work? Like who is it that you're sort of talking to through this work? Who are you sort of, I guess, building a dialogue with out in the world?
I mean, in the first instance, you know, I think about, you know, people like myself, you know, young people from migrant communities who just want to bridge that understanding with their culture, their heritage, but just even their family.
Yeah.
And I want them to bring their family and actually start that conversation with them. That's my big call to action.
There's a good widow to put out there, I think.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, just even from, I mean, let's go back to, you know, the iterative, the nature of creating theatre and the collaborators that you find along the way, and also just the intergenerational themes in the cast, right? Janet Tan, who plays our Auntie Yi.
Auntie Janet,
oh, bless her. Like, my goodness, has she grown in the last 3 years as a performer? And to have her on as, you know, as one of our main cast is just incredible. Mm. And I think even just speaking to her over the years and what this work has, how she's connected with the work and what it's done for her is incredible. I mean, you know, she talks about how relatable the work is, how, you know, we're like week two, week three into rehearsals and she's already crying over the work because it's just hitting so close to home, and it's opened up some really interesting conversations. You know, and that's something that, I'm looking forward to those conversations with my parents. Mm. They're actually flying in on the first night and they know nothing about what the story's about. So this is just a little thing, right? Like, my Cantonese is actually appalling.
Okay.
And there's actually quite a lot of Cantonese. 30% of the script is in Cantonese.
Okay.
But, I mean, we've gone through workshops. Like, you know, we've had the wonderful Audrey Chan. You know, she's helped us quite a lot with the translation. We've had, like, Cantonese workshops as well over the years. But every now and then I'll kind of drip feed, you know, stuff to, like, my mum and my dad. My mum in particular. And I've had to sort of obscure what the work was about, and like, so I'd give her sort of red herring lines, and so she'd be like, what the hell is your play about?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So you're kind of like walking the talk here when you say, bring your family in, yep, see the work,
totally,
and
yep,
use that as a way to yep open up a conversation. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. So my sister's coming too. It's the whole family. We're, well, we're all really going to have a big conversation after opening night.
Oh,
I would love
be full
to
on
be a little fly oh on the wall watching the conversation that she's. So how to throw a Chinese funeral. What I'm hearing is also this is an opportunity not only for you to get inside what something, the kernel of the, maybe I want to say the migrant or diasporic experience, mm, whether you are Chinese or other, mm, or actually, or not other, you are some kind of hegemonic identity within Aotearoa, come along to this work because it's going to give you an opportunity to get
totally
insight into that conversation. So you open it at the Basement Theatre next mm-hmm Tuesday. You're running for 2 weeks. This show, when show, here's a little bit of a secret. If a show is on for 2 weeks in Auckland, it means it's going to sell out.
Yes.
Because
yes, yes, yes.
It honestly, shows very rarely get that run, and it means there's an audience for it, and that audience is going to buy those tickets. So if you want to come to the show, book early. I'm not joking. Like, we very rarely get a 2 week run. It's at the Basement, opens next Tuesday, runs till the 14th. They've got to choose what you can pay, model as well. So tickets are tiered. You can sort of figure out how you want to come with you and your nan, your aunties and uncles. Oh my gosh, bring those uncles along. Jill, thank you so much for coming into talking.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I can't
I'm
wait
for this
to see this work. It's really, it's a really special work. Personally, I feel really personally invested in it and connected to it. But also it's just a chance to see something really complex being played
totally
out in Auckland. Mm. So break a leg for next Tuesday.
Thank you guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Jill, for coming in. Sounds like a magnificent work. Very much looking forward to seeing it. We'll put ticket links in the podcast after the show, and we will see you next week. Alice, ka kite.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.